All right, welcome back to Soren's Podcast. Let's get started with the quote-unquote witty banter. Our first topic is cars in malls.
Well, you know, in the malls where you see the cars, I bet you've asked this question yourself. How do they get them in there and out?
Yeah, that's
do you point. Know?
They're
do you know Soren?
Me? No.
Do I know?
What?
Do I know?
No.
No, I don't. Do they know? I don't think you do.
Well,
see, okay. Nobody knows.
So weird. Yeah, all right, so the cars are on display, and it just, it bothers me because they're all on display, and they're like, you can win this car, or you can buy this car, and the car's all sitting there all pretty-like, but I don't know how they get it into the doors when the doors are too small, and like the only place they could get it through is like Filene's, and then it'd be like knocking all over all the clothing racks and stuff, and that wouldn't be very efficient.
And plus, somebody would eventually see a skid mark.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I don't see anything on the ground. The janitors must work really hard. Or custodians, let's be politically correct.
They're people too, Soren.
Alright, I guess on to our next, but if you want to leave any comments, my website is www.freewebs.com/KIMONOKO, if you want to leave comments and, you know, tell us, you know, why, and, my email address is on there, so you can just, you know, leave me an email about it. Our next topic
is
Mike.
The movie The 300, coming out March 9th, and you probably learned this in world history, it's about the Spartans and the who?
The Persians, and they're fighting, and there's only 300 Spartans, and they're fighting all the Persians, there's like billions of Persians, and like it looks really cool.
90% of the movie is green screen, and 10% of it is blue screen.
And it's the other way around, Mike. Okay, whatever. Alright, Mike's indisposed for the moment, but I really want to see this movie, and they said, like, the graphics look awesome-o, but they're going to be putting it in the IMAX, and then it's going to be like, whoa, and the guy's going to be, like, jumping at you. Like, with sword and stuff, and
And I just want to say one thing. In one of the previews, at the end of it, the main character is standing there, and I am pretty sure he has arrows in him.
He's not dead.
I said
he
has...
not giving away anything.
I said he has arrows in him, and once we see it, I'm going to show you he has arrows in him.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. I don't...
Yeah.
Shut up.
Because you know I'm right.
You don't know anything. Because you know
I'm right.
Shut up. All right,
Expect to have our review of the 300 after March 9th.
At some point, we'll get together and make another podcast for you, and it will be about that. Okay, our next topic is something I didn't tell Mike about until 5 minutes ago, and it's about, I thought it was an interesting idea. If for those of you who take civics in, you know, sophomore year and whatever, and those of you who take it in freshman year, there's this thing called the Fifth Amendment. I don't know, maybe you've heard of it. And it lets you not incriminate yourself for... Is it the Fifth Amendment? I don't know. I don't remember much about civics. But it lets you not incriminate yourself for doing wrong things. So, like, if you forget your homework, why can't you tell your teacher that... you plead the Fifth, and so, like, if they say, did you do your homework, you'd say, I reserve the right to remain silent. That would be perfect, and they can't do anything about it. Blah.
You spent a lot of time thinking about this, huh, Soren?
Yeah.
Good for you.
It was a good idea. Come on.
It is a good idea, and I'll try it.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I think everybody who doesn't do their homework, you should always do your homework. But if for some weird reason you don't have your homework, try pleading that amendment, whatever amendment it is. And I hope my service teacher isn't listening to this because she's going to be mad at me that I don't remember. Or my mom. And, but otherwise, yeah, just try it. Just say, like, I reserve the right to remain silent. You know, you just tell people at your school.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You want to take the next topic, Mike?
I'm taking the fifth.
Okay. So I guess I'll say the next topic, which is, that would be, you know, what would be really cool in, like, real life, if you could, shut up, if you could censor, like, people in real life, like, you had a big red censor button, and you could just go, boop, every time somebody said something, like, bad, and, I didn't say anything. Shut up. Stop doing that. Oh my... Stop. Hey, but, like, I think that would be really cool. Or not only the... Shut up. Not only sound, like, also the ones where, like, they... Like, nudity and stuff, they always put the little, you know, black box up. And, like, it covers that area.
I don't know what's behind there. Possibly some fruit.
Right, so, Mike's special.
And also...
It's okay, Mike.
You know how in some movies that it's like a real gangster movie and they use replacements word like, fruit you, instead of, you know. And so, it's just ridiculous. Who wants to see Robert De Niro saying, I'll stuck that banana up your fruitin' timer.
Good point. But still, I think it would be really fun to do that. Like, if your teacher's talking and you just censor everything they're saying so you don't have to listen. The only problem with that is it would be really annoying to hear them, you know, go, you know, boop for like 20 minutes.
But also, you could use the little blur thing if you don't want to look at them anymore.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Alright, this is our last and final topic, and we will be doing it in the form of like, you know, an AA meeting for, like, alcoholics? Well, this is kind of like that. Just let us get set up. Hold on. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this PA meeting, Pokeaholics Anonymous. And everybody here should feel free to express themselves and introduce themselves. So let's start with you.
Well, my name's Mike, and... Alcoholic.
Say that a little louder. I don't think we could quite hear you, Mike.
Pokeaholic.
Pokeaholic. Would you care to explain to the kind people and audience members what a pokeaholic is?
You know darn well what a pokeaholic is, but I'm going to do it for them. Not you, but for them.
Okay, Mike. Just settle down. Okay.
Pokeaholic is a person who tends to... poke people.
Incessantly. It's very annoying.
I'm talking.
I'm sorry, okay? It's very troubling to me because I used to have this problem too, and you're changing it around, okay? You're turning it into something...
I'm gonna poke you. Ooh, I poked you again.
Oh, no you're not. No you're not. That's what I thought. Sit down. Alright, just calm down. I think we can handle this like human beings.
Yeah, we have a problem poking people. And this guy is supposed to help me when he has no problems to deal with.
I dealt with my past. You need to deal with the present. It's my life. Let me live it.
What movie did you get that from, buddy?
I get it from any movie. I got it from this amazing brain right here. This amazing brain. This is amazing brain.
Wanna go? Wanna go into the dark alley? Bang, 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 boom, 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 I'll take you down.
Yeah, right, okay.
I'll poke you down.
I think you've had a little too much poking for today.
I'll poke you, man.
I'll see you next time on Soren's podcast.
Poke.
Goodbye. And see you next time. And if you wanna leave any... Stop it! Stop poking me! If you wanna leave any audio comments, my audio comment line is 1-206-202-1047. Again, that's... Stop it! 1-206-202-1047. 1047. What do you want?
I want to say something. And if you want to send any...
Cokeaholic. I'm leaving.
What? I don't need this. I'll leave. But anyways, audience, if you have any comments for the President Bush movie or any ideas, send it to MikeDude151@yahoo.com. Again, MikeDude151@yahoo.com.
You said that already. God.
And...
So repetitive.
I'll be having my own podcast soon without this dimwit called Capo's Podcast. And I...
He can't put it up without me. You need me. You need me.
I don't need you. I'm a Pokeaholic, and I will say I'm a Pokeaholic, because that's who I am.
Alright, see you later, people. Wish me luck with dealing with this little M&M right here.
Screw you, man.